go ahead and pick some.
Put it in your, and you could taste little bits and pieces of caraway. Unmistakable taste of caraway.
That's Rick Anderson, extolling the virtues of the caraway plant. Rick's a member of the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior Chippewa and one of the organizers of the Grand Portage CASH program. CASH, in this case, stands for Community Agriculture Through Culture, Health, and Education. Rick and Grand Portage Health Services nutritionist Tess Bailey are leading community members on a CASH Wild Edibles tour. Let's join them as they explore the woods around Grand Portage, stopping to check out plants like Curly Dock.
The fresh leaves are, you can eat, but these are like really sour.
It's like horseradish leaf, if you guys are familiar.
It does look like horseradish, but it's a Curly Dock. I'll show you.
Is the root on that useful?
Or just the leaf? Roots are delicious and nutritious, so you can, you know, eat the woods. But what you want to do with the root then is you let it dry. And then sometimes you'd peel off that extra bark and you'd end up with it. But it's a big root. I mean, it looks not like a carrot, but it's like a big dandelion root.
There are several stops at unusual plants, things we wouldn't normally think of eating, such as...
This comes really high and we just call them pea shooters. It's a hollow stem.
Oh yeah, you can stick.
Yep.
Yeah,
and they send up a great big flower and they're going to be on the tops like this and it's going to look like flat. You can actually eat these leaves if you boil them. You put them in water, salt water, boil them a couple of times, pour off the water.
Cow parsnip.
But it's all that same family, you know, of actually related to carrots.
The wild edible tour included a stop at one plant that is very nutritious, but comes with a caution.
Yeah, this will hurt you. This is called stinging nettle.
Urtica. And urtica... Incredibly nutritious. Not so much.
Another good one for women, and it has a ton of iron in it.
The leaves themselves in early spring, when they're about this high, when they are about this big, you can take those and don't touch them. If you're going to cultivate them, use gloves and use it. And if you hang them up to dry for 24 hours, it'll take that sting away. But if you use it as a pot herb, it's better than spinach.
After the stinging nettle, the curly dock, and the cow parsnip, Rick pointed out another plant that has become somewhat common in use as a food.
Those are the fiddleheads that you can eat, and they're incredibly nutritious.
In fact, many of the plants on the Wild Edibles tour are those that many of us already know and love.
This is pincher.
Is it?
Oh! Yeah.
And more berries were found on the tour.
So this is a Juneberry, or Saskatoons. The Canadians call them Saskatoons. So if you can beat the birds to them, and you can make jams, jellies, but you can eat them, they're sweeter than blueberries.
And even more berries.
And they get about like this. And they have little spines on them. They're kind of translucent. But those are, see, there's a lot of berries on a gooseberry. So now that you kind of recognize it, when you see that kind of, you know, like a maple leaf, it looks kind of like a maple leaf in a little bit. Thorns on it, gooseberry.
And Rick explained if berries aren't enough to sweeten things up, there's always bluebells.
And I've been doing this since a kid. See that bee? He's in heaven. Because it's just loaded with nectar.
One of the tour participants was happy to take a taste. Teresa, is it good?
It is good.
Bluebells.
And Rick explained to participants that you can not only find sweet items and salad-like items, it's possible to make flour from the things you can find in the woods.
Traditionally, people used to make flour out of all sorts of things. Plantain. And they just get these grainy seeds. You can collect those, and if you collect enough of them, you can grind that a little bit. That's a perfect flour. And then, historically, what you would do, you'd get a rabbit, you'd get some water, you'd throw in some berries, you'd throw in some flour, make it, you know, and dried ramps, you know, it would be really interesting to know what some of these stews look like, because they had all these ingredients in them, and all of which are really tasty.
Wild edible tour guide Rick led the group on and off the community bus, stopping here and there, and at a swamp along a remote road. There, everyone tried a taste of cattails. Here's Mary with her thoughts on this wild edible plant.
It's so mild that I really couldn't tell you what it tastes like, but it looks like a little bit of an onion, and it
It's like a leek.
It's layered, yeah. And it's cool and slippery like a cucumber.
The tour took in all these plants and many more. Plants such as plantains, yarrow, gooseberries and bunchberries, high bush, cranberry, and more can all be harvested. And one of the goals of the Grand Portage Cache program is to remind the community of this bounty of native plants just outside their doors, as well as to share the best methods of using wild edibles. Back on the community bus, nutritionist Tess reminds the group of the traditional rule of thirds.
Do the rule of thirds. A third for you, a third to save, and a third to share with somebody else.
After the exploring and the tasting, the tour ends up back at the old log community building, where Rick Anderson sums up the ongoing cache gatherings.
Food for Thought events we have once a month, and we pick a topic that has been chosen by the community. We have an annual meeting, and we decide at that point what we want to learn.
The tour guide and member of the cache committee lists some of the topics that have been covered in past Food for Thought gatherings.
Oh boy, we have covered everything from beekeeping to canning and preserving fresh fruits and vegetables, preparation of fish, pickling fish, making sausage. We've talked about chickens, raising chickens. It's a various, range of topics that we're into our third year now, so we haven't duplicated anything yet.
And about the wild edibles adventure, Rick adds.
And so this month, it just happened to be people wanted to learn about wild edibles, and I know a little bit about that. So I was in charge of leading the field trip. I was the bus driver as well, right? Didn't lose anybody.
The production of this WTIP feature on the Grand Portage Cache Program is supported by the Grand Portage Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.